Welcome to the weekly podcast from Ashford Baptist, an active evangelical community church of all ages and many nationalities based in the centre of Ashford, Kent in the UK. We hope you enjoy the message.
We have two short Bible readings this morning. Short, but nonetheless still positive and life-transforming as God's Word works in our hearts, as Stephen reminded us this morning. Thank you, Rachel, for the reminders of those words from one of the passages from John 14. So that's John 14, beginning at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our second reading is taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. That's Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe there's a battle going on, and maybe it's not one that would instantly come to mind. There's certainly a battle going on for promotion and relegation in the football world at this very time, and some of you, I'm sure, are following all of that very closely. It's not even a battle to win at the Crucible over this weekend, though the standard of play, for those again of you that enjoy watching it, has been quite phenomenal. It's not even the battle to keep fit, or maybe the battle to lose some weight. But I believe that there is a battle going on. When we think of the word battle in Christian terms, I guess we will often think about spiritual battles. As Paul described it in Ephesians chapter 4, there's that incredible sense of this battle that's taking place in the heavenly realms. The battle not against flesh and blood, not against other humans, but a recognition that there is warfare taking place amongst the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. And Paul wants us to understand that, that there is a spiritual battle taking place. Maybe more personally, when we think about the word battle, may well think about our own life struggles, how we struggle sometimes to do the right thing or say the right thing or live up to what God would expect of us. At times it seems quite a struggle. As Paul once said, the things I want to do, I don't seem to be always doing, and the things I don't want to do are often the things that I end up doing. We're aware that there's a battle going on within us. Perhaps for many today in this country, and perhaps for you, there's a battle going on just to keep going in life, to make sure that the family is fed, to make sure that there are resources that make life what it should be for everyone. All of those battles truly matter. But this morning, I primarily want to think about this battle. It's the battle for truth. And I believe that the battle is raging at this time in a way that perhaps it hasn't ever done before. This isn't a new battle. This isn't something that's just emerged in our generation, or maybe some previous generations. I believe that this battle has been taking place since the very beginning of the world. Adam and Eve faced that battle. Who's telling the truth? Is it God telling the truth? Or is it the serpent? And as we examine that story, we see that it was a battle that they lost. And the consequences of losing that battle was that they were exiled from the garden. And again, we find throughout the Old Testament that continued battle for truth. The Old Testament prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, who sought to bring truth, often unwelcome truth, but nonetheless truth, to their own generation. But there were so many false prophets, those who said what people wanted them to say rather than what people really needed to hear. There's a battle, there's a theme, and the battle is for truth. Who is telling the truth today? And then, of course, in those final moments before Jesus would go to the cross, Pilate faced that battle. Who's telling the truth? Is it the religious authorities? Or is it this man, Jesus? Is he telling the truth? And as Jesus talks, he talks about himself as being true, as being the truth. And those who stand on the side of truth are those who stand with Jesus. In response to that, Pilate made that very famous statement, "What is truth? What is truth?" Sadly, Pilate doesn't wait for an answer to bury the truth. The advice of his wife, he decides to bury the truth and to go with the mob. The question of truth has been at the center of debate in all fields of education and, of course, is fundamental to our own Christian lives and our Christian story. You don't need me to tell you that there are so many today who claim that they speak the truth. I guess you could say it's their truth. And millions, literally millions worldwide, follow their every word and take their every word to be true. It's a challenge for us as followers of Jesus because, of course, we believe in the one who said that he was the truth. How are we going to live in this world believing in the truth that Jesus is and brought to us, but a world that is binging on deception at this very present time. We, of course, live in a very complex world. We live in a world where so many are accessing the internet and utilizing social media. I think we all understand that there's something good in all of that and something to be gained from all of that. But I think we recognize too that that's a battleground. It's a battleground for truth. It's a battleground for the lives and hearts and souls of people all over this planet. One of the things I love doing in Broadstairs in the morning is to go out and walk on the beach or jog on the beach. It's more of a waddle these days than a jog, in truth. But as I watch people out, this is very much the scene. Every morning, people are taking their phones for a walk. And sometimes the dog tags along as well. Or even you see a mum and a dad pushing their child along with one hand. In the other hand is their mobile phone. Of course, it's not all bad. But there are very significant dangers in all of this. And I need to say that even Christian websites need to be approached cautiously. We need to be aware that even within the Christian world, there are those who are seeking to win us over and to believe in things that somehow do not connect with God's story and the story that we find in Scripture. We too have to be discerning. We too need to be aware that the world is full of misinformation, mistruth, and of course, downright lies. Paul wrote these words to a young Christian leader. Important words, I think, for our own generation through the presence of God's Spirit in them. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. There's a stark warning there for us. We live in a very complex world, and we recognize often our own struggles and our own insecurities and our own need for something that helps us and encourages us. But also, we need to ensure that falls into line with the truth that we find in the Bible. Paul seems to anticipate our present moment, our present time, and he encourages us to remain true to those things that God has revealed to us in Scripture. Sometimes they're immensely challenging. And sometimes, if we're honest, there are things there that we think, I really didn't want to hear that. But as followers of Jesus, we can't simply design our own truth. We can't simply design our own understandings without the guidance of God's Holy Spirit as he has revealed himself to us through the Bible. We're not looking for what's acceptable to us or sometimes even pleasing to us. We're really looking for what God has to say to us. And sometimes that's immensely challenging. As followers of Jesus, in this generation, I believe we're called to face up to these challenges and not be swept along with this tide of misinformation, mistruth, and downright lies. In 2016, the Oxford Dictionary dedicated their word of the year to this: post-truth. It simply reflected the fact that truth no longer really matters. It's what I believe. It's what I understand. It's what I feel. It's what meets me at my needs and my emotions. Objective facts are no longer important in our present age. The truth has less influence on what people hold to be their own views than their own feelings and their own judgments. You'll be familiar with this term, fake news, with the development of AI and the power to alter what we now see and hear. The truth so often has not only been devalued, but completely reversed. Jesus once said to his disciples, "I'm sending you out like sheep amongst the wolves." Hold on to this. "Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." That's a strapline for this present time. And I guess one of the great challenges for the church in the 21st century is how we can encourage each other to be more discerning, to carefully listen and to think things through and to bring them to God in prayer and through the revelation of Scripture. As I've already said this morning, if we spend 10 minutes with the Bible in the morning, and then in the evening when we're home from work or we have some time, we're spending 3 or 4 hours accessing social media, what's going to have the greatest influence on our lives? Well, I think you can answer that. I want to suggest this morning, trying to bring that into some better balance. Not that all social media is bad, of course it's not. But maybe we just need to say, okay, I need to just up my Bible reading so that I can be more discerning, more aware of the dangers that surround me. The heart of our Christian faith is that in Jesus, we believe we find truth. Jesus' great claim was, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It was a definitive moment. Jesus used that phrase, "I am," drawing on God's revelation of himself that we find in the book of Exodus, that moment where God declares, "I am who I am," Yahweh. And Moses hears that. And in this moment, John tells us that Jesus is using those imageries to very clearly and definitively say, "I'm more than just a human. I'm more than what you assume I am. I'm not just aligned with God. I don't just agree with what God teaches, but I am God. And God has come among you, is standing amongst you in human flesh." And as Jesus responds to Thomas's question, We don't know the way, Jesus. How will we ever find that way? Jesus simply says, I am the way. He had come not just to show us the way, but it's more than that. He is the way. He is the way. It's a much more deeper thing than Jesus simply saying, I know the way. He's simply saying, I am the way. I am the way. The way has taken on a body. The way has become incarnate amongst us. The way has come to live amongst us through the power and in the presence of Jesus. The way is alive, and it's alive in Jesus. He personifies the truth, and in him, the truth becomes much more than a concept. It becomes a person that we can relate to and identify with, a person who can become our own personal friend, our Savior, the one who gave himself for us. Jesus is the living truth. And truth that Jesus brings is greater than we will ever imagine. It goes way beyond our own human, feeble ways of understanding. Sometimes we think we know what is true and what isn't. But we only discover that truly in relationship with Jesus. He is perfected and risen truth. The truth of Jesus, the truth in Jesus, remains on the throne, and no social media outlet, no influencer or personality can ever change or even challenge that. We believe that to be true, but we can still be influenced from other places and other sources. And so we need to be discerning, and we need to be wise, and we need to be embedded in Scripture, revealed truth, so that we're not just making it up for ourselves. We're not just living according to our standards of truth. We're seeking to live by the standards of God's truth revealed in Jesus. And Jesus reminds us that he has overcome death and he's alive. If we want to live, not just today, but for all eternity, then in Jesus we find true life. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life forevermore. We're going to finish this morning with these very beautiful and yet challenging words from Paul that Martin read for us. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, we will speak the truth in love. We will grow up to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head. That is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each does his own work. We live in an age of deception and deceit. Paul recognized it within his own generation, and surely we recognize it within our own generation. Seeking to take hold of the minds and hearts of a whole generation of people. They're crafty. They're very cunning. Sometimes I think they're just stupid. Don't they realize how contradictory they are? Don't they realize that what they're saying makes no sense? Don't they realize this or that? But they're always leading somewhere. And that somewhere isn't where God wants us to go. So let us not be deceived. Let us not write people off because we think they're just really silly. But let's be aware that at work, through all of this, are principalities and powers that are seeking to corrupt the minds and hearts and souls of a whole generation. My dad was always telling me that I needed to grow up. And my school reports were always telling me I needed to grow up. I never physically managed it. But maybe, just maybe, all of us can be encouraged to grow up in Jesus, to put away childish things and silliness, and become mature as we engage with God's word, as we seek to disciple each other, as we hold one another and call one another to account, as we stand against this tide of deception that is leading people away from the truth of God's kingdom. And so Paul says, speak the truth in love. Not my truth, not your truth, but God's truth. The only truth that there is. And let's do that in this generation, amongst our work colleagues, within our university, within the colleges, in our social groups and gatherings, wherever we are finding ourselves, to speak out the truth of Jesus. And to do that with grace, and to do that with love, and to do that with compassion, and a deep desire that the truth of God's kingdom will be heard in this present generation and at this time of great deception. Let's just take a moment of stillness. Holy Spirit, come among us. Purify our minds and hearts and our souls. Open our eyes and ears and our minds to new understanding. Help us to cling to your truth, to remain in your truth, to know that Jesus, your truth has never changed. And that you are the truth. Help us to hold on to that. And help us to be discerning. And help us to be wise. Help us to be prayerful. Help us to engage with your truth through the scriptures and through the way that we fellowship together. And overwhelm us this morning with the sense of your presence, the beauty and purity that we find in you, in a world where sometimes things are so unpleasant and so ugly. Keep us true and keep us close to your heart, Father. In the name of Christ, amen.
Thanks for listening to this. To make sure you hear more messages like these, please subscribe so you don't miss out. To find out more about Ashford Baptist, visit our website, ashfordbaptist.org.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ashford Baptist.